Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the longest-running motivational podcast on iTunes. It's great to have you. It's Monday, April 6, 2015, and I am fired up. It's opening day here for the Cincinnati Reds, which means probably absolutely nothing to anybody outside of the state of Ohio. Heck, anybody outside of the city of Cincinnati, but it means a lot to this show. I'm not going to talk about baseball because I know it's going to bore people in the other 99 countries that listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Probably bore even the ones in the U.S., 50% of them don't even care about baseball. But it's about new beginnings. It's about starting over. It's about excitement and everything that happens when you get rocking and rolling towards something brand new. You know, starting over, some people think, I don't want to start over. Starting over is awesome, man. And it doesn't even involve, I'm not talking about starting over doing the exact same thing. Every year, the Cincinnati Reds are the oldest professional baseball team in the United States, all right? And it used to be, before they started having Sunday night baseball, the Cincinnati Reds were always the very first game to kick off the Major League Baseball season. And we've had presidents throwing out the first pitch. We have the parade downtown that starts up at the Broadway Market. And it's just Broadway Market, Buffalo. Heck, I think I'm getting Buffalo, Finley Market. Is it Finley Market? I'm getting Buffalo, New York, and Cincinnati, Ohio confused. I've spent so much time in both places. But there's a parade, and there's a grand marshal this year. They got the Nasty Boys, the pitchers from the Reds' 1990 team. They're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Reds winning the World Series. They swept the A's last year. Check this story out. This is a great story. I had a guy, I used to handle his advertising, who was a ticket broker in Cincinnati. And the Cincinnati Reds in 1990 played the Oakland A's in the World Series. Now, the Oakland A's at that point in time, Tony La Russa was the manager, Jose Canseco, Mark McGuire were the Bash brothers, and they were just going through teams like a hot knife through butter that year, winning at every stage, you know? So they meet the Reds in the World Series that year. The Reds basically had Barry Larkin and some good pitching, you know? And so, well, actually, Paul O'Neill was on that team. They had some good players, but I wasn't a Reds fan, but a Yankee fan my whole life. Then I moved to Cincinnati. I got plugged in more to the Reds. So 1990, I remember watching the World Series saying, wow, the Reds swept the A's. Here's what's funny. Ticket broker had tickets. The Reds were going to come back and play as either Game 6 or maybe Game 6 and Game 7. Nobody in their right mind thought that they would sweep the A's 4-0 in the World Series. And so he had to refund all of the tickets that he had sold. This guy is basically a professional ticket scalper. You tell him you want front row for a World Series, he goes and gets them for you, and you pick them up and pay him a markup, and that's what he's been doing forever. Still does it. He told me a story where he had to run through. It took him 3 consecutive days. This was before the internet, anything. All right, this was just calling over the phone and giving him your credit card information. He takes it down, charges your seat. He had to run through over $700,000 of refunds. In 1990, probably $7 million in today's figures, took him 3 consecutive days. So you think you've had a bad day or you think you've had a bad week? Imagine being the ticket broker. You had over $700,000 in pre-sold tickets to Game 6 and 7 back here in Cincinnati. And the Reds, completely, nobody even thought they'd win the World Series, let alone sweep. And they go ahead and sweep, and you got to refund $700,000. Anyway, that's a wild story. Everybody's got some problems, man. Everybody's got problems. You aren't the only one that's got them in your business. So getting back to opening day, every year, I mean, the Reds haven't won the World Series in 25 years, but yet every year they have this air of excitement. I mean, heck, we haven't even been to we've been to the playoffs the last 2 years, and we're in and out. We're up 2-0 on the Giants 3 years ago and ended up getting swept 3-2 in a wild card. It's crazy. It's just The Reds got no business. The city's got no business being excited, but we always get excited at opening day, and it's not as much about the actual game. It's the pageantry. It's everybody having their Bloody Marys at 8 in the morning, going to the bars, and then hanging out downtown. Who cares? I've seen opening day be 20 degrees, and I've seen it be 75, 80 degrees. I'm actually heading down with my buddy Bill Donovan in a little bit here. We're going to hang out for a couple hours. I don't have a lot of time because we've got a nurse here with my wife, Angela, and our baby, Susan, who's down here for 11 days. She's been home, but I'm going to hang out for a couple hours, take it in, and then come right back home. So I'm recording this show, actually the last thing I'm going to do before I head down to opening day. But it's all about starting over. When you start over, whether it's a new relationship, whether it's something in your business, I love starting new projects with my business. Every day is Saturday. I absolutely love starting the One More Breath nonprofit. Guys, I don't know squat about nonprofits. Got to give a shout out to my buddy Ken Maget, who actually hooked me up with a company that sets up nonprofits for you. Cost me about $2,000, but I don't got to do anything except sign my name, and they guarantee 100% nonprofit status with the IRS, which is great as long as they dot every I and they cross every T for you. So, Ken, thank you for hooking me up. And also, I still don't know anything about the nonprofit. We're launching our Kickstarter today, the Everyday Saturday Kickstarter program. But don't worry, I'll give you the link, all right? We haven't hit the go button yet on it, but that's a 30-day crowdfunding that we're going to fund our new documentary film called One More Breath, where we're going to take you behind the scenes of this journey to inspire you. Anybody you know going through tough times, but mainly also to help fund our One More Breath Foundation and just help babies be loved, man. I can't even describe to you the difference between a baby who is held by their mother and loved unconditionally. I mean, just swallowed up, engulfed in love. And the progress of that child's health, mentally and physically, versus a child who's just left and abandoned. And sadly enough, guys, we got to speak the truth on this podcast. Kids are just left. They end up being wards of the state. Nurses and doctors got to call Child Family Services just to try to get the parents to even come in and be with their child. It breaks your heart. The goal of our foundation, our documentary film, is to shine a light on that. And just to help babies get loved. So I'm going to share the link with you for the next 30 days over the course of this crowdfunding campaign. And I want you to jump in with both feet and help us. Help us, man. Help us get the word out. And so that's about starting over. That's about starting something brand new. I had no idea 6 months ago anything. Heck, a year ago, my wife didn't even tell me she was expecting until April 12th of 2014. Today's April 6th, so we're coming up on the one-year anniversary. It hasn't even been a year since we found out we were expecting our miracle baby born at 24 weeks. And then you're just kind of thrown into something that you don't know what the hell to do. I mean, I don't know when our baby was born at 24 weeks, laugh or cry, celebrate more. Who knows? I mean, I'm as human as you are, man. I got no clue. I'm just living life according to my internal GPS, what it tells me to act like, to feel like. But I'll tell you one thing. Whenever I get hit with an adversity, and I really highly suggest you do the same thing. Don't ask for the problem to go away, like the great Jim Rohn says. Ask for you to grow bigger than the problem. How can you help anybody else if you don't grow bigger than that? And the experience you gain from going through an adversity, a marriage ending, a financial calamity, a bankruptcy, a death in the family, sadly, that happens with most people. I'm not asking it to happen to you, but you're not going to avoid the death of a parent. You're not going to avoid the death of a loved one, of a family friend, of somebody that you know. I mean, we're all going to get there at some point in time, some of us sooner than others. But I understand, at least my faith, and this is the way I walk in faith, that eternity's already been taken care of for me. I got no worries. It's not that I'm afraid of dying. Actually, I'm kind of afraid of how I'm going to die. Like, I don't want to get hit by a bus. I don't want to die of cancer. I've seen too many of my friends get taken way too soon by the insidious disease. That's the thing that freaks me out the most. But eternity, for me, it's taken care of. I don't sit around with fear and worry and get all jacked up about stuff that I can't control. Starting over, how many different things can you start this week, this month, this year, 2015? Start a new workout regimen. You're sick of the old one? You're tired of doing the same jumping jacks and jump rope or going to the gym and lifting the same weight? Do something different. Start over. Get the excitement going. You're tired of how your blog looks? Recreate it, man. Go to Odesk, Elance. Get on some website. Find a freelancer to redo it. Do it yourself. Learn something new. Learn coding. Learn graphics. Learn social media. All that stuff is out there for you. Learn how to network better. Don't be an introvert your whole life. There's people out there right now that connect you, that can explode your life, your business, your brand, everything. But you can't be a wallflower, man. That doesn't help anybody. I get it. Some people are extroverts. My wife is the biggest introvert I've ever met in my entire life. She is deathly afraid of being on camera. We shot the video for the Kickstarter campaign. It was like Seriously, I mean, I'm trying to equate it. Just like dragging a kid to the dinner table to eat their peas and beets, you know. It was that. When my wife did it, it came across as so pure, so authentic, so unscripted. And it's going to be powerful when you see it. It's a new beginning for her. Now we're going to shoot regular videos together. That was just the first step, getting her in front of a camera to help her understand that she looks great on camera. She's beautiful on camera. She, no matter all of her, yeah, she's got the loud, high-pitched voice she says about herself. Oh, my crow's feet look terrible. My wrinkled hands. I got braces at 45. Well, my wife has braces at 45 because her teeth were going to fall out by 50. It's not because, you know, she wants to be on the next episode of, you know, the Rich and Famous of Beverly Hills, Housewives of Beverly Hills, right? I mean, these are all medical things. But my wife is super critical of herself, like we all are, all right? We all are. But I told my wife, I said, Ange, don't let that stand in the way of our new beginning of getting the message out about one more breath, being an advocate for children. I don't even know where I'm going, man. I know one thing, though. I only got to see 50 feet in front of me. The headlights are shine bright. God's given me the vision to help children. So I want to help children. What's your vision? Does it involve doing something brand new like we're doing today? We have opening day for 150 years here in the city of Cincinnati. You'd think it'd be so old. Oh, God, opening day, first Monday in April. Come on, man. Been there, done that. No, we're jacked up, man. We're going to put our red sweatshirt on, our red hat on. We're going to head downtown, and we're going to do the same thing we did last year. I've lived in Cincinnati for 18 years now. We're going to do the same thing like it was my very first opening day. I encourage you to go have opening day for your business again. Go have opening day for your marriage again. Go have opening day for a new relationship that you want to reengage and reignite with somebody. Don't get stale. There never should be a day in your life that you get stale. Think about that. How's that taste? Well, leave your bread out for 2 weeks and then go take a bite of it. How's that taste? That's what it's like when you don't reinvent yourself, your brand, your relationships. Go on a date for the first time. Go to the movies again for the first time. Have a passionate kiss with your lover for the first time. Get engaged with your business for the first time all over again. Create a product, an audio, a video for the first time all over again. I don't care if you've created 100 videos. Make your 101st like it was the very first one. Man, that's the way life's supposed to be lived. Come on, let's do it. Can I get an amen from the congregation? It's Sam Crowley. Let's have opening day together all over again. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.